Well,
and you don't want to be near a lake.
One person who did evacuate from the beach was Alice Stockton Rossini's brother, Bob. We had him on the air earlier. And actually, the most important information he conveyed to us, Alice, as Alice joins us now, Michael, would you hear the interview? Michael asked him if, how can I put this delicately, if you ever stopped talking. And your brother said, yeah, when you sleep. So you must have a great relationship with your brother.
Huh? Everything good? Yeah, we're very close. We're very close in age, and he's paying my butt, but whatever. He's a pretty good talker himself, man. He's got some.
It's the family.
No, he did a great job. He said he was in the computer business, but he could have been a broadcaster.
Yeah.
Well, he was a big IBM executive, and he did all the presentations and the talks when new software came out and stuff. So, yeah, he's like the meter and the greeter, and like he can really talk you up, and he's really, really good at what he does. So. I'm not surprised. So I'm glad. But anyway, I was out on the street and I found this guy. I'm talking about Mayor Adams and his nightlife and do we have a right to know? And this guy's like, I've never been here before and now I'm stuck. I can't get out. He said, my house is in the Keys.
Airports.
Okay, here you go. Here's some of that interview you did with this guy.
Airports are not open, no buses, no trains to Florida.
Where do you live?
In Key West. Farthest point of Florida.
It's going to get hit.
Yeah, so I'm stuck here.
You're worried about your place?
Yeah, I think it's going to be gone. They're talking almost 10 feet of water. All of down Florida, St. Petersburg, Tampa, all that whole area. Stuck here in New York. First time I've ever been here. That's all I can do at the moment. I can't get out of here. And no trains, no planes, and no buses. They're saying not until Saturday.
Yikes.
He even thought about renting a car, but as far as he knows, 95 at the Georgia line, you're done. They won't let you into Florida at this point. And he's trying to call neighbors down in the Keys, and he can't get through to anybody. So I really feel for this guy. He's just stuck here not knowing, you know, what's going on. And I did have a few issues getting in touch with people, trying to get them on the air for you guys this morning. Another guy that we talked to, we had to dial up a couple of times. So that's scary when you get to a point when you can't get in touch with people. But anyway, equally as scary, our mayor's nightlife. You know, there was a request by city and state and some other media outlets, the Freedom Information Act. You know, he's not releasing where he is and what he's doing. So he basically did a dump on Friday, releasing all of this information. And they got calendars with days with more than a dozen events on them that had not been known about previously, and meetings with Letitia James at Cipriani and meetings with bank officials and like just all of these meetings and things going on at night that were not previously on his schedule, which, you know, he was asked about and the mayor said, you know, the press is trying to put him in a box. You know, so what? There's less intel on him than there was on Bill de Blasio. He's not a 9-to-5 guy, likes to mix it up, and he does. I mean, he's thrown fashion week parties at Gracie Mansion. He hangs out with assorted Real Housewives, and he's often spotted at Club Zero Bond, a very expensive, very high-end nightclub. And you know what? Some people say, so what? The guy is entitled to some privacy.
Meaning like his personal time? Well, I think everyone is entitled to personal time. It can't be all work 24 hours. Yes, he's a mayor, but personal time is personal time. Everyone has a right to work-life balance. As long as he's not on the clock, he's entitled to some downtime.
Yeah, I second that. I think that's, you know, whatever he does at night, I think that should be solely his business. You know, he has to set boundaries, and people have to learn to respect that.
All right, so he's setting boundaries, but, you know, he's friends with the founder of Club Zero Bond, and he named him to the Met board. He's also friendly with the twin brothers that own the restaurant La Baya, and he's met with some shady characters there, including Andrew Cuomo. And he holds court at a private table there at night, very expensive restaurant. Nobody's ever seen him pay a bill. He claims he pays the bill monthly. And there's questions as to some of the people that he's meeting with that might be doing business with the city. Ethics rules bar him from...
I'm sorry, go ahead, Alice.
Bar him. That's all right. Ethics rules, he can't accept gifts worth more than $50. So that's why these activities are raising so many questions.
Well, yeah.
If taxpayers are paying the salary, I guess we should know.
The mayor being a mayor 24-hour job?
Yes.
You know, he's responsible to the people that put him in office, so, you know, there should be a record of where he goes and what he does.
I mean, I would think so. He's a pretty high-ranking official here. I mean...
All I can say is he's been talking a lot of change and reform and stuff like that, and he still haven't seen any of it as yet, you know? He's just popping up everywhere like a cameo or something like that in a video. Yeah, we do need to keep tabs on him, just like we're supposed to keep tabs on all the politicians.
Okay, now he swears that no one can ever complain Eric is not up at 5 a.m., his alter ego. I love it when he refers to himself pushing forward with the city. But, like, really, you know, some people are asking, how much do we need to know?
No, I mean, he's entitled to some privacy. I mean, I don't need to look in his bedroom, but...
I mean, he's got to have some kind of personal life. I mean, you can't hound the guy 24 hours a day, I wouldn't think. Like, right. You know, in his home and stuff. But if he's out in the public life, then, yeah, he's a public figure. You have a right, you know.
Do we need to know where the mayor is and what he's doing all the time?
I don't think we need to know when he's in the bathroom. I think we need to know what he's doing for us. He wants to be reelected.
So the only time we can't be around him is when he's in the bathroom?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, righty. All right. So we're not going to follow him to the bathroom. All right. But he is a public figure. And it just, it's crazy because, I mean, how many mayors have I covered since Dinkins? I mean, and they all do the same thing. It's like they want to be public figures until, oh, wait, no, I don't want to be a public. You are a public figure in a very big city. And there's a lot going on. And everybody mentioned something about the city that they're not happy with, you know, whether it's homeless, the mental health crisis, the things we've talked about a bazillion times. And it's frustrating when, you know, he's in Puerto Rico, he's in the Dominican Republic, today he's in Washington, D.C., he's housing immigrants, and we have all of these other problems. He's out late at night, we don't know where he is, we don't know who he's meeting with. You know, if things were starting to, like, you know, feel like they were getting better, maybe he wouldn't be so much under the microscope, but there's a feeling that there's a lot of talk and no action going on here, and that's what I think has people frustrated.
Well, to have Eric quote Eric.
This is how I flow.
This is how I flow. Please. There you go.
You're kidding
Thanks,
me.
Alice.
All right, guys. We'll see you.
All right.
Thanks,
talk
Alice.
To you. Hey, when we return, we're going to head to Sarasota. Our buddy, the shark expert, Bob Huter, is writing things out down there. We're going to check in with Bob coming up next. Should be fun. Presenting iHeartRadio Icons with John Mellencamp, an unforgettable live music event. We'll take you live to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio, for the unveiling of the new permanent exhibition, Legends of Rock and Roll, John Mellencamp. Our friend Jim Kerr will be here to cover the unveiling, followed by a live performance from John Mellencamp inside the Hall of Fame and a special tour announcement that you won't want to miss. Listen to the show tomorrow at 5 p.m. on the Classic Rock Channel with our free iHeartRadio app.